Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I want to talk to you this whole month about the life of praise, our praise life. I want to talk to you about the importance of praise in our life, what it is, what it does, how to do it. And the bottom line is, by the end of this month, like Pastor Kim said, you and I are going to be deeper in our praise life. Is that okay? That's our objective, is that we're getting together, we're coming out, and you're online watching us all over the world. You're our online campus. Is that so? At the end of this month, we will have gone deeper in our praise life. Y'all ready? So why do we praise God? Why do we? Well, if you're a note taker, just write it down. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. We won't go there, but I want to give it to you. Revelation 4, verse 11, it says, we were created, number one, for God's pleasure. And number two, we were created to praise God. Did y'all see it? Pleasure and praise. Two words, letter P. So notice, we were created for God's pleasure, and we were created to praise God. That's amazing, isn't it? So let's break that down. Notice, somebody says, what does that mean, God created us for His pleasure? Are we puppets? Are we toys? No. What that means is God created us because He wanted us. And He wants a relationship with Him. He wants a relationship with us. And so out of His pleasure, not needing us, but wanting us and wanting a relationship with us, so then He created us to praise Him, because through praising God, we deepen our relationship with God. Are you with me so far, church? Everyone say pleasure and praise. Pleasure and praise. So we were created for God's pleasure. It simply means that God wanted us, wanted a relationship with us, and then He created us to praise Him, because out of learning how to praise God, we deepen, get closer in our relationship to God. So what does it mean to praise God, Pastor? This is all new to me. What does it mean, praising God? Sometimes I don't feel like praising God. I run out of words to say to God. You know, I can only praise Him for a few seconds. Pastor, yeah, you'll say, come on, let's praise the Lord. You know, Pastor, I run out of things to say in about 10 seconds. How do you praise God? Why do we praise God? Well, we know why, because it deepens our relationship with Him. It causes us to get closer to Him and allows Him to get closer to us. But what does it mean to praise God? That's a good question. It means to acknowledge. Praise means to acknowledge God. So when we praise God for the last 20 minutes, and then we were actually praising God in the offering, and now we're really praising God with the teaching of His Word. When we talk about a life of praise, we're talking about acknowledging God. Now watch this, for who He is. Acknowledging His names is praising God. Acknowledging His attributes is praising God. I'm giving you a list. Acknowledging His mighty acts and deeds is giving praise to God. So when it says to praise God, it means to acknowledge God. And I think we need to stop every day and look at the size of God. I think every day we need to stop, like Daniel said, get our eyes off our problems and look at the size of God. And how big is your God today? If He's not real big, then you can stop and praise Him. And through praising God, you're magnifying. You make God bigger through praise. And you make your problems smaller through praise. So I'm so excited. This is going to be the best series I've ever taught in all my life, because y'all are praying for me. Amen. And I was so excited about today. I couldn't wait to get here with you, because I know it's going to transform your life. I know it's going to add value. It's going to help you. It's going to set many of you free from stress. Yeah, anxiety and fear. So why do we praise Him? Because we were created to praise Him. He created us for His pleasure because He wants us. He wants a relationship with us. And then He created us to praise Him because through praise, we get closer to Him and He gets closer to us. How cool is that? God loves you today. God believes in you today. You know, I think of David in the Bible. David in the Bible. You remember David, the little 17-year-old shepherd boy who faced Goliath, that giant of a man, right? The Philistine. And do you realize, have you ever stopped to think about this, that nobody believed in David? Did you ever stop and think about this? That day when he was 17 years old and he faced the giant of the man and all of the Philistines' army, when he faced him, that nobody believed in David that day but God. Nobody was for David that day but God. Break it down, Pastor. Okay, let's think about it. Samuel, who anointed him as king, do you remember that? The prophet Samuel, he didn't even believe in him, right? He was the last one. He didn't even believe in him. So the pastor or the priest or the prophet didn't even believe in him. Remember, he was out in the, you know, the Samuel said, it's got to be this one. And God said, no. The sons, remember his many brothers? And Samuel say, it's got to be this one. And God said, no. And finally, Samuel said to the father, you have any other sons? He goes, oh, I got one out in the field, a shepherd in the sheep. Bring him in. The prophet didn't even believe in him. The pastor didn't even believe in him. Wow. His own father, and some say that David was born out of an illegitimate relationship, and his own father wasn't even for him. His own father didn't even believe in him. How about his brothers? Y'all remember when he went out, when he was sent out, David, to take something to his brothers when they were facing Goliath? Do you remember his brothers made fun of him? His own family didn't believe in him. His own siblings weren't for him. His own father wasn't for him. His own father didn't believe in him. You know, my mom and dad, I love them greatly. They're in heaven today. They were godly examples to me, and I thank God. But they were of the era of the World War II group of people, and they never told me one time they believed in me. Not one time. Not one time did my mom and dad ever say, Dave, and look into my blue eyes and say, we believe in you. Not one time. There are many times growing up in junior high and senior high, getting all kinds of trouble because I felt like there wasn't anybody for me. And I felt like the whole world was against me. Can anybody relate to what I'm saying today? And so on that day, think about it, that the prophet didn't, but the pastor didn't believe in David. And his own father didn't believe in him. And his own family didn't believe in him. And then think about it, King Saul, he didn't even believe in him. And all the army of Israel, they weren't even for him. The only one that was for David on that defining moment and opportunity when he faced Goliath was God. God was for David. And I want to say what we have on our windows, what is our mission statement? To lead people to a God who is for them. Whatever you're facing today, you may feel like the whole world is against you and nobody believes in you. I can relate, but David can too. And all you need is to know that God is for you. And that's enough for you to conquer any Goliath, any problem, any giant in your life. Why did you say all that? Because God created you for His pleasure. He believes in you. God is for you. Don't ever doubt it. And so we're talking about a life of praise. And we're created to praise God. And praise causes us to get closer to God and God get closer to us. So I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today about the life of praise. But I want to bring out just one big idea. I hope that's okay. Just one big idea. And I'm going to give it to you now. And then I'm going to explain it. And then I'm going to show you how to do it with four steps at the end. Is that okay? So here's the big idea. Here's the big idea. That when you and I praise God for what He's already done, that's the big, big idea. When you and I praise God for what He's already done, past tense, it will release God's peace in your life and stress out. Stress out. It will release God's peace into your life and cause stress to go out of your life. Everybody say, stress out. Turn to somebody and tell them, stress out. But we're talking about getting stress out of your life. And how do you do that? By praising God, not for what he's doing. That gives you joy. Not for what he's going to do. That gives you hope. But praising God for what he's already done will bring peace into your life and cause stress to go out. Now, we're in the last days, and the world is more stressful than ever before. Can we all agree here in the sanctuary? So let me give you a scripture, Luke 21. Luke 21, and this whole chapter is about end time events, the coming of Jesus Christ. And folks, I do believe he's about to come back. I believe we're very, very close to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so look what the Bible says. Luke 21, 34. The whole chapter is about end times. Jesus coming back. And look what it says, the climate, the environment of the day that we live in. Take heed to yourself and be on your guard, lest your hearts be, look, overburdened and depressed. People are more depressed today. More medication for depression today than ever before in the history of mankind. So overburdened, look at these words, depressed, weighed down. Know anybody today that's weighed down, overwhelmed, overburdened, stressed out, and depressed? With a headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, worldly what? Worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, and lest that day, the return of Christ, come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose. Notice what it's talking about. Right before Jesus comes back, guard your spirit, guard your heart, because people are more overburdened, weighed down, stressed out, and worried over the worries and cares of life like never before. But I'm so glad that the Bible is so relevant, because the Bible tells us how we feel, what we're going through, but also gives us the answer, the antidote to what we're going through. Aren't you, church? I'm so glad for that. Now, I went on the internet this week, and I found out the top five stress causes in America. The top five, you might want to write this down. One was that gives the most stress to us is over relationships. Another one of the top five causes of stress in our lives in America was conflict at work or school. Getting bullied at school, made fun of, conflict at work, strife. These are the top five stress causers in America today. The first one was over relationships. The second, it said, was conflict at work and where? At school. The third was over our schedules that were stressed out, the busyness of life. We're caught up in the day-to-day, and we wear all these hats, and we have all these responsibility. When technology should have helped us, I think technology is really causing us to be more stressed out. Yeah, we get more interruptions in our life today more than ever before with emails and Instagram and Facebook and text. More interruptions. Think about that. More interruptions in our day than ever before through technology. Now, we're not poo-pooing on technology. Let's use it for the kingdom of God. Amen. So the most major causes of stress in America today was relationships. It was stress at work and conflict at school, our schedules, and number four was physical pain. And I'll tell you, when you're hurting, I mean, that's stressful, isn't it, physically? Sure. But would you like to know, number one, this week, internet, they said the number one cause of stress in America is over finances. Money. Finances. That's why your pastor who loves you, every time before we receive an offering, I teach on finances to help relieve the stress in your life and find out what God's word says about how to deal with, be good stewards with our finances. And the good news is, if you're here today and you're going through financial stress, I have something for you. I got a resource. We have small groups in our church. And I encourage you, if you're not plugged into a small group, get plugged into a small group. And you know, we have small groups on financial stewardship by Dave Ramsey, Financial University, Peace University. We can help you with that. We'll help you with that. If that's the number one cause of stress in America over finances, thanks be to God, Church on the Rock has small groups. We have Financial Peace University, Dave Ramsey. We can help you out with that today. Come on, let's give God praise for breakthrough over our finances. Amen. So let me give you some factors on why we want to go deeper in our praise life. Number one, praise puts God first. Praise puts God first in our life because we're acknowledging Him. And did you know that whatever the God is in your life, you take on the attributes? Did you know that scriptural in the book of Psalms? It says whatever idol that we worship, we take on the attributes of that idol. So if we praise God more, we'll be more like God. How cool is that? So praise is acknowledging God, putting Him first. Number two, praise is dependence on God. Praise is dependence on God. I'm up this morning at 5 o'clock, and I'm praying for our services. Last night, 5 o'clock, now 9, then 11, then 2, and our online campus. And I'm up this morning, I'm saying, God, if you don't help me, I can't do it. God, even though I've been doing this for 40 years, God, I'm privileged and I'm blessed to stand on your platform. And God, if you don't anoint me, God, if I don't have the anointing, I can't do it. God, I'm depending on you. Praise is dependence on God. What is that? Humility. Praise will get rid of pride in your life. Praising God we'll get pride out of our life. And we want it out because God says, I'll distance myself from people who are full of pride. But I'll get close to those who are humble. Well, I need Him to be close today. So praise puts God first place in our life. Praise is dependent upon God. Praise deepens my relationship with God, number three. And praise should be my first response when I'm in a crisis, when I'm going through trouble, when it's turbulent times, when I'm facing my Goliath, that my first response shouldn't be complaining or cussing or feeling sorry for myself. My first response should be giving praise to God, knowing that He's in control, knowing that God's for me. This Goliath, I may feel like that the church is against me, my parents are against me, my ex is against me, my family's against me, the culture is against me. I feel like nobody is for me, but like David, I'll remind myself, God is always for you. And that's more than enough. Amen, church. That's more than enough to put you and me over. And then number five, when I praise God, don't miss this now. Don't throw it into just praise. There's three compartments I'm going to talk about this month. When you praise God for what He's already, past tense. When you praise God for what He's already. When you praise God for what He's already, past tense, behind you. When you praise Him for what He's already done, it releases the peace of God into your life and stress out. When you praise Him, present tense, we'll talk about that next week or 2 weeks, it gives you joy. When you praise Him for the future, what He's going to do, that brings you hope. Hope. Peace, joy, and hope through a praise life. So let me show you what I'm talking about. In Philippians chapter 4, let's go there. As you're going there, you know, I'm praising God today for what He's done in my life this week. Aren't you glad you're here? Yeah, you know, Thursday, praising God for what He's already, past tense, behind me, done. It releases His peace into my life and causes stress out. Everybody say stress out. Thursday evening, I had the privilege of coming to Celebrate Recovery. It was our anniversary, and they were having a meal and great testimonies and celebration. And I had the privilege. Steve asked me to come and share. What a beautiful, awesome evening it was. And But that afternoon, you know, I was working out with Daniel and Stephen and got done working out, and I'm on my way to church. And I'm driving down a road out by my house. It's a back road. And I'm coming around a really sharp curve. And as I come around this curve, there's a truck coming my way in my lane. Full blast, a construction truck. He had all kinds of stuff, equipment in the back. I could see he was on his cell phone, and he was in my lane. Not partially, totally in my lane. Head-on collision. I began to honk, 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 honk. And seriously, I began to scream and honk. The windows were down. And it was as close to me as this front row. I'm serious. He wasn't moving. I actually had to go off the road into the ditch. I kept moving into, hit a concrete slab, tore up the bottom of my truck, came within just feet of a fence, and finally landed. Thank God I had a four-wheel drive truck, or I could never get out of there. And he just looks at me as he said, "Sorry, buddy," and just kept on going. I'm so glad. I'm praising God for protection. How about you? Wow. You know, this week, you know, I can think of things that God did for me, that how God blessed me and He protected me. And one day somebody bought me a coffee. Thank God. Oh, yeah. And I went and got my hair cut, my beard trimmed. And the barber said, "It's on me. I just want to bless you, preacher." Hallelujah. Praising God for little things, big things, in between things. Praising God for what He's already done. We'll release the peace of God in our life and stress out. Come on, let's praise Him for what He's already done in our life. I praise God for His salvation. I praise God for saving me and delivering me. And I praise God for baptizing me in the whole. Aren't you thankful? Okay, now let me show you the principle from the New Living Translation. Now you got to look up here because it says it in this translation. That's why I picked it. Don't worry about anything. Stress out. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about. Now watch this now. Tell God, call Him up. He's on the main line. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all past tense. Tell God what you need and then thank Him for all He has done. There it is. There's the big idea for this whole weekend. It is tell God what you need, but if you want Him to answer your prayer, then you need to thank Him for what He's already done. Done. Already done. Already done in your life. And then look what it does. Next verse. Look what it does. Then you will experience God's peace. Wow. Pastor, I'm stressed out. I understand. Pastor, I'm depressed. I'm weighed down, heavy burden. I get it. Bible talks about it. We all go through it. Pastor, I'm hurry, scurry. I'm just feel like helter skelter. My life is a wreck. It's falling to pieces. It's fragmented. What should I do? I can't find any peace. Have you just stopped lately and just begin to acknowledge Him and praise Him for what He's already done in your life? And then according to this scripture, it will release the peace of God, Jehovah Shalom, into your life. Wholeness, soundness, prosperity, healing, wellness. It means all that. And then stress out of your life. How cool is that, church? How cool is that? So let me give you the takeaways today on this big thought. But before we go there, I want to give you a scripture to claim. Give you a little scripture that you could start confessing and affirming. Psalm 29, verse 11. Can we look at that, guys? Here's what it says. The Lord will give you strength, and the Lord will bless you with His peace. That's part of your blessings. That's part of your covenant inheritance. It rightfully belongs to you. Jesus was chastised for our peace. Amen. So that'd be a great scripture to confess. That'd be a great one to memorize. That would be a great one to declare when you're facing a Goliath of turmoil in your life. Now, let me give this to you. The guys will have it there on the screen, but here's our action steps. And the first step is this, if they can put it up there. how to praise God, releases the peace of God, and gets stressed out is, number one, make sure that the Prince of Peace is Lord over your life. Make sure that you're born again. Make sure you're a new creation. Make sure you're in the family of God. Make sure that the one who created you for His pleasure and to praise Him, because He loves you, believes in you, He's for you, and He wants to get close to you, make sure that He's first in your life today. Here in the sanctuary, and those watching online, make sure you've made Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, Lord over all your life. That's key right there, right? Because I can't have the peace of God until I have the God of peace. Can't have the peace of God until I have the God of peace in my life. Number two, action steps, is make a daily list of three things. Everybody say three things. Make a daily list of three things that you're thankful for and give God praise for them. Now, let me give you a scripture. The guys will put it on the screen. Psalm 9. How cool is this? Psalm 9 and verse 1. Y'all looking at the overheads now? He said, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Look, look, look. I will show forth. I will recount. I will daily recount. I will daily, this is biblical, make a list and rehearse and remember and say out loud to myself, just three things, God, that I'm thankful for, that I'm praising you for what you have already done. I remember, many of you know the story, a few years ago, I had some problems in my physical body, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, he gave me a checkup, he gave me the x-ray, born-again, spirit-filled doctor, and he said, you're going to have to live with it the rest of your life. He said, surgery won't even help you. What's happened to your body? He said, you're just going to have to live with it the rest of your life. I'm so glad that I didn't have to live with that the rest of my life. I'm so glad God healed me, by the way. It's gone. It's out of my body. It's too late to tell me God doesn't do miracles, because He did one for me. And you know, I really do remind myself, thank you, God, for healing me, past tense, of an incurable disease. What has He done for you? I know He's done stuff for you. I know at least three things that you could make a daily list and recount them, list them, say them, affirm them every day of your life. So He says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth. I'll recount, means make a list. Count. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Tell out loud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. Next verse. I will rejoice in you. I was way down, Lord. I was way down, way down into a burning ring of fire. Johnny Cash, the man in black. I was way down. I was depressed. I was stressed out. But then I decided to write a list every day of just three things and recount them and praise you for what you've already, past tense, done in my life. And now I'm in high spirits. Now my emotions have changed. My attitude has changed. I'm not complaining. I'm not negative. I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm not in the mully grubs. I'm not depressed. I'm not oppressed. I don't have a black cloud. It all changed, God. Now I'm up in a down world. Look at it. I have high spirits. My attitude, everything's changed. I will sing praise to your name. What's praise? It's acknowledging His name. It's acknowledging His attributes, O Most High God. As the team comes out, next verse, verse 3. When my enemies turn back, oh, looky, 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 family. We all got enemies. We all got giants. We all got stuff. But notice, when you praise God, when you write down three things a day and you recount them and you remind yourself before you go to bed, wow, of what God has already done, it releases His peace instead of panic, faith instead of fear. Woo! Hallelujah. And what does it do? It changes your disposition. It changes your outlook. It changes your perspective. Your problems have got smaller. Your God has got bigger. And now look what happens. All your enemies that you were facing are melting like wax in the presence of a Most High God. Wow. So number one, what do? We make sure that Jesus is Lord over our life. Number two, we make a daily list of three things we're thankful for. And then number three, it says, we say there, stop throughout the day and praise God. Intentionally, the verse is Psalm 119, 164. And what David says is, he said, seven times a day, I'm going to stop and I'm going to praise you, God. Boy, I think that'd be good medicine. I think that'd be a good prescription. If we would intentionally, you might put that notification on your smartphone. Oh, I'm coming over here for all techie people over here. You might want to put that, we got all those notifications. Why don't we put a notification? Remember Dr. Pepper? I love Dr. Pepper. Remember the old bottle? 10, 2, and 4. Some of you, you're really old. You remember that. What was that? You're supposed to have a Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. Well, I think it'd be good to put a notification on our smartphone. It's time to Selah and stop and look at the size of your God and give praise for what He's already done. Seven times a day. And then number four, what do? It is the fourth thing that I encourage you to do. If you're not in a small group, plug in to a small group. Because if you're dealing with stress, we have small groups for that. If you're dealing with worry, if you're dealing with relationships and conflict, we have small groups that can help you in that area. See, we always should be taking the next step. Don't do life alone. God is for you, but also at this church, we're for you. Come on, you can do better than that. We're for you. Amen, church? Give the Lord praise if you got something from His Word today.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.